Dylan Ray Fournier works on the Southeast Alaska Bat Monitoring Project.
These passive detectors that turn on at night and record the bat's echolocation, their biosonar, and from that we can get an idea of their abundance and activity and timing, as well as species composition.
Ray Fournier works for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in the Douglas office. His workspace isn't your typical office. Shelves are stacked to the ceiling with equipment like bat detectors, battery boxes, solar panels. A metal locker has laptops and climate recorders. Rain gear hangs from various hooks. He's also in charge of making sure the equipment works in all types of weather, which takes more stuff.
You got cards, all these download cables, microphones, all these little various parts that are needed on both the detector and the rain guard that we use in the field. And yep, hardware, you know, it's kind of a little workshop here.
All of this fits into a 9 by 10 foot workspace, but the state wants to put Ray Fournier and his equipment into a 6 by 8 cubicle, reducing his work area by about half. The state's universal space standards impose guidelines on who gets an office and who doesn't. Senior management and administrative positions like attorneys or physicians get an office. Those below get 6 by 8 foot cubicles or workstations grouped into neighborhoods. The standards also dictate the type and color of the workstation furniture.
A cherry wood finish.
Deputy Administration Commissioner Curtis Thayer says Capital Office won the bid to supply the new office furnishings, with the average cost of installing a new cubicle at $6,500. The state owns 1.5 million square feet of office space and leases around 2 million. The Department of Administration hopes to implement the standards in state office buildings within the next 10 years. Buildings with leases running out or due for remodel are the state's immediate priorities. Thayer says putting more people into smaller places will save the state money. For example, in the Robert Atwood Building in Anchorage,
they're actually going to be able to have 97 bodies on a floor, where previously they had 60.
Thayer says the space standards will save the state $125 million over the next 10 to 20 years. Currently, the department is implementing or planning to implement space standards in 4 buildings, the Atwood and state office buildings in Nome, Juneau, and Douglas. Ray Fournier's work area is more the norm in the Douglas building. Workspaces there contain firearms, darting guns, tracking equipment, immobilizing narcotics, coolers, and totes of fish tagging equipment.
We're not an office where you come in and sit down and look at a computer all day and maybe have a couple file drawers.
Iris Frank is a fisheries tech and spends most of her time analyzing sockeye fish scales. She's adamant that
one size does not fit all.
Frank wonders how space standards will fit the fish and game model.
It was kind of a draconian way how it came about. We were just told there was no input from the employees. And if there had been, maybe we could have come up with some suggestions that might have helped facilitate our needs and the administration's needs. I understand the administration wants to save money, but at this point, it just seems like we have no choice.
Frank has been with Fish and Game since 1977 and is planning on retiring in 2 years, but
I can retire tomorrow, and it might be my option if this kind of comes about without any input from us.
Employee retention and recruitment are big issues for the state of Alaska. Health and Human Services Program Manager Robert Sewell says putting everyone in cubicles is not the right move. He's a steward for ASEA, though he says his opinions do not represent the union.
We as a system need to be thinking more about how to recruit and retain that type of talent, not how to box it off or shun it away. There are huge costs to turnover in terms of recruitment, in terms of loss of institutional memory, in terms of disruption of customer or client contact.
Thayer says moving people into cubicles means more conference and break rooms, as well as private telephone booths, better ventilation, and the right to light. He cites the Division of Banking and Securities in the Anchorage Atwood building.
They went from all private offices into an open work environment, into what we call pods of 4 employees. You go up there now, they do not want to go back to their offices. They'll say, this is better, we have more light, we talk to each other, we collaborate with each other.
Thayer says the state's move to an open work environment is behind the times, and other agencies have already made the shift.
GSA, General Services for the federal government, have gone to an open work environment. The NANA building, one of the Native corporations, BP, has gone to the open work environment.
Floor plans for the Douglas and Nome buildings are still being worked out. Costs for renovations total $30 million, and work will start next year. With new space standards, Thayer says Nome offices will have more conference rooms, and Douglas will be able to house an additional 20 employees. The bottom line, he says,
we're trying to save money. And if we can't do it in space, it comes out of programs. And if we take money out of programs, it could come out of employees.
New workstations are being installed on the seventh floor in Juneau's State Office Building, commonly known as the SOB. The official unveiling is July 17th. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.